is Tiffany the Lass.
And Paloma.
And co-pirate Davey.
And we're at the Casbah with...
I'm Ben, I play drums in Hostile Comb Over.
I'm Cole, I play bass in Hostile Comb Over.
And I'm John, and I play guitar and sing a little bit in Hostile Comb Over.
Is it hostel or hostile?
Whatever you like.
However you like to pronounce it.
A hostel is a place you stay when you go backpacking in Europe. Mm-hmm. So hostile, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless you're in Europe.
Yeah.
And then it's hostel, come on. Because we do hostel tours.
Yeah. As it were. So to speak.
So tell us how long you've been together in this incarnation of a band, because I know all three of you have experience doing lots of other projects in the past. And then, tell me, if we were to write a children's story about the three of you in Hostile Comb Over, what would the story be called, and what would the plot be?
Who's going first?
I'm going to let him take it.
Three and a half, 4 years we've been a band, and John can have the next question about the children's story.
No, that's you. You're the
kid. That lucky.
If it was a children's story?
Yeah.
Jesus, Lord.
Jesus, Lord.
That's
it
a good question.
Jesus or the Lord.
No, it wouldn't involve our Savior, I don't think. Children's story. Probably take place in Mordor.
Mordor?
Yeah, with like Mordor. Baby Uruk-hais, little children Uruk-hais, something
with
like
bunnies,
that.
With tiny little bunnies.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. That's a question that we'd have to answer at a later date with our attorneys present.
It would involve some intense struggle and overcoming just incredible odds.
Yeah. Unsurmountable odds. Insurmountable.
Just your typical childhood.
Yeah, just typical childhood.
Yeah.
Story.
What would you call it? What would the title be?
The Owl Flies at Midday, finally. That beautiful owl. It's a long title. That's what we're going with, though.
Great.
Agreed.
Okay, since we're speaking about writing, I was just wondering what comes first for you guys, because you guys got some heavy, heavy jams in there and then lyrics. So do you write your songs together, or...?
It's a combination of... Usually somebody just kind of brings something to the table, and then we all work out what individually we're going to do with it. And then the vocals are always last and most difficult part of the process, I would say.
So I imagine you guys have a ton of fun jamming out the tunes or...
We do have fun jamming out the tunes. That is one thing we have fun doing.
I don't know. Just venting...
Yeah.
Thing, but actually the lyrics are all very vague. Mm-hmm. They may appear to have some sort of theme, but it's kind of like a choose your own adventure, so you can decide what they mean and
we
put
our anger
the
out on the stage so we can be such nice, personable people to actual people.
Well, charity events.
Therapy.
Yeah, therapeutic. Very therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. We're all doctors. We have doctorates on certain things. We'll get into that here.
Let's talk a little bit about the stage, about live shows. And what I was reading, I've never seen you guys play live, but what I was reading kind of got the impression that seeing you guys play live would be like riding on a wooden roller coaster.
On a what?
On a wooden roller coaster.
Dangerous.
Is that a good description, or is there? How would you describe your live
jerky
shows?
Jerky and dangerous. Yes.
Yeah.
Jerky and dangerous is how I would describe it. Also, weird core is how I would describe it. And funny and bunny like.
Bunny.
Fuzzy. Yeah.
Bunny.
Very fuzzy and cuddly, and savage, like a hammer.
Savage.
So there we go. Yeah, that sums it up, I think.
Yeah.
Monstrous. Monster-like.
Bunnies.
Funky. Wooden roller coaster with maybe a monster.
What's the deal with the bunnies?
We just really like rabbits. Just a thing with the bunnies.
Good.
I don't know. I just keep going back to that. That's just the thing I go back to. It's like my warm place.
But owls eat bunnies. And you had the owl.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the escape. It's the escape from the owl with the bunny thing.
Okay.
If you want more vagary, I can throw it out there.
Here's a question I like to ask. What really turns you on to music, or why do you play music?
Because, just to play things that I hear in my head that aren't being played out there, and to just try to not sound like anybody else and do something that's completely in natural to us and organic to us, and come up with something like we're not reinventing the wheel, but we're doing the best we can with, you know, the resources we have, and try to play things that in our own way that are still accessible enough for people, but weird enough for people that, you know, listen to a lot of music and are jaded on music to still be able to like it, to be able to reach out to a
and
core demographic.
We like to play for ourselves.
True.
Yeah, I always feel like we kind of try, like, every time we're kind of trying to, like, make it more and more difficult for ourselves, so we're constantly challenged with the whole process, and just pulling each song off, particularly live, is a very difficult task for me, and I speak for myself only, but yes, it's very challenging and very gratifying when it actually works out. So don't listen too close if you know the songs, please.
He's 8 miles.
So when was it when you all decided that you wanted to play music?
I was probably 6.
What instrument?
Drums.
What drum?
Probably about 7th grade for me. It was started with guitar and then bass and guitar.
Yeah, I think I was 10 when I got my first guitar. Couldn't really play it, and then really started getting into it when I was about 16.
We didn't know each other yet, but we always knew we wanted to be a band.
We were out there.
Yeah.
And then we met. Now we know we're really out there.
He knew at 6. I didn't know until 7th grade. He was a little ahead of me.
Yeah.
But
Ben's like the grandfather of the band. He's like 4 years older than me. Yeah. So yeah. Long time ago. Many moons.
So which one of you has the most hostile comb over?
None of them were sporting a comb over.
Oh, that's right. One has a cap on.
I could grow one if I really wanted to.
That could count as a comb over.
John could probably grow the best comb over.
John could definitely grow a rocking comb over. And we beg him and beg him and beg him, but he will not do it. We want him to do it.
Too much dedication that I don't have to hairstyles.
So beautiful. It would be the most beautiful thing in the world.
Maybe something.
Okay. We'll have to leave it at that. I like that.
Definitely. So.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So tell us about something that you've had to learn the hard way when it comes to playing in a band.
Everything.
Like what?
Give me something concrete.
I forget how to play the drums if I don't play them like every week. I'm hopeless. Everything's completely difficult. That's the challenge that we love so. Eluding the owls, wee little bunnies. See, I'm weaving this story together as we go. You like that? See that I was working? Right there. Huh? Good.
For me, it would be writing vocals. That's probably the biggest challenge. Vocals are a lot newer at vocals than I am playing the guitar or bass. It's still relatively new for me, so I'm still trying to figure it out. just the compromise of working together as a band, that's, you know, always a challenge, period. But we do it really well. We don't ever
punch it out,
beat each other up too much.
No.
It runs pretty smoothly.
It's pretty chill.
I'm actually speaking from past bands, I think, with that.
Me too. I've been in bands where I wanted to physically actually strangle someone and leave them by the side of the road. Yep. Didn't do it, though.
So tell us about the last fist fight you were in, each of you.
As a person?
As a person.
Oh, God, it was so long ago.
Or as a bunny.
Actually, I got in a fight with the bread man one time, delivering bread, and I was drunk. I don't drink anymore, and but I did. Boy, I really used to drink. But, yeah, I got in a fight with the bread man in the middle of 30th Street. That was pretty embarrassing. That was it. That was for me. That was about 8 years ago.
The bimbo bread man?
No. Actually, this guy would just walk around with this huge box of bread for years and years and years.
Oh,
the actual bread man.
Okay.
Yeah. French bread is fat-free, and he'd go into the bars and he'd say, hey, you want to buy some bread? And I was like, I don't want any fucking bread. And I took his bread and I threw it, and then we got into a fight in the middle of the street. Yeah. So you get an embarrassing story at this interview. You didn't think you were going to get that, but you did.
Didn't he rip a chunk of your hair out?
He did, and I took the Christmas picture. I had to shave my head. I had long hair. I had to shave my head and take the Christmas picture with these gigantic bald spots in my head. It's terrible.
Did you go to jail? Did the police come?
No, but not that time. No,
Not that time.
No. We don't need to talk about jail, though, do we?
Well, I want to know.
But okay. You just watch, like,
the next question after the fistfight question will be jail stories.
What? You would have said that otherwise. Just a bunch of drunk, stupid shit having to go to jail.
Yeah.
There's nothing really big about
serious.
That. Again, I don't drink anymore, so they're in the past, and they sucked.
Okay, fist
fight, Sawyer? Fist fights, my last one wasn't really much of a fight. It was just me getting punched in the face.
That's a pretty good fist fight.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's about as far as I want to go with it. It's a long story, but yeah.
By the bread guy?
But it was in the paper, though.
It was? Yeah. Oh, it was in the paper. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, then you guys.
I was assaulted by this activist in PB that carries around abortion signs with dead babies on them. And he was standing up for dead babies' rights, and he punched me in the face.
That's great.
Yeah, and then he got arrested and went to jail, and I went back to work.
Last time I got in a fist fight was in Mission Beach when I was 19. So that was like 3 years ago. And I don't really remember it. All I remember was it started out with me and some douchebag, and then all of his friends jumped in, and I got kicked in the face. Well, I was trying to get up off the ground, and then I hit my head on the sidewalk, and then I don't remember anything for about 3 or 4 hours. Wound up at a bar with some guy that I went to high school with that I hadn't seen in years, drinking a pitcher of beer with blood all over me. And then the guys who beat me up walked into the bar, and then I walked over to them and said, hey, what's up, fellas? And they go, you probably should get the fuck out of here right now. And I went, you're probably right. And so I left. And somehow managed to get home in a just pile of blood. And that was the last time I got in a real fracas brouhaha. Awesome.
None of them are very triumphant stories.
Yeah, we're not the best fighting crew in town.
None of them end with us on top, really.
That's why we don't fight. We're not good.
No.
I've never been in a fight, and I want to get in a fight
Let's go,
so
bitch.
Bad. Yeah. That's where
she
you brought Davey. Three on three. You guys are going to get it.
Bread. I
have a bag in your hand.
Yeah, I just know if I can.
Fucking hate bread.
No, there's so many times. There's people I just want to kick their ass, and then I don't do it. And
you're better off.
I'm looking forward to that.
You can only
fight.
Try.
Mm-hmm.
You see if you're good at it. You might be great.
I might be
great.
Yeah.
Might be your life's calling. Cracking fucking faces. Knocking
right.
Motherfuckers out.
So, you guys have toured the UK and Ireland, and you guys got nominated for a San Diego Music Award.
Indeed.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. So what's going to happen next for you guys?
We're working on a new album, and then we're going to tour to support that album, and it's going to be incredible, and you will cry tears of joy when you hear this album.
Great. Can't wait.
Tears of joy. Okay. And fear, too. Some fear. And so we'll be playing with Zom Fear throughout the Middle East as well.
Great.
Qatar, specifically. It's the only place we haven't worked out. But yes, we are going to tour. We're not exactly sure where. The first step is putting out the album. That's what we're concerned about right now. And that's what we're going to do right now, right this second. We're going to go do that.
You guys are recording now for us tonight.
Okay.
On your iPods. So, don't expect any points or credits, but please record the album, please.
We don't know when we're going to go back to Europe, but we do want to go back to Europe soon. And Ireland specifically was an incredible time for us, for having nobody having any clue who we were. We really did very well over there. It was amazing.
Did you guys drive a van over there? Not over there, but while you were on the island?
That was fun. That was going to be so fun. We rented it in England, and then we drove it on a ferry over to Ireland, and then a ferry back through Northern Ireland, back to Scotland.
Very, very small van. Very small van.
Which do you prefer, butt rock or prog rock?
What?
Which do you prefer, butt rock or prog rock?
Yeah, maybe a little mixture.
I'm looking for a laugh, butt rock, but yeah, what I'd prefer to listen to probably prog.
I didn't hear the question.
Butt rock or prog rock?
Butt rock or prog rock? Rock. Bog rock? I don't know. Butt rock, sure.
Where can we get the easiest access to your music?
Right now, pretty much at our shows, and then at M Theory. And I think Lose has some more stuff. Thirsty Moon and Off the Record.
Merch Lackey.
Yes, online, merchlackey.com. That's where Cole works. You can call and talk to him personally. He will personally wrap up each individual CD or t-shirt with kisses and hugs and pictures of his daughter. You get a picture of his daughter with every CD if you talk to Cole at merchlackey.com.
Alright, it's a little tradition of ours. We're collecting this final closing thing that we do. We're amassing a big collection of this. So I need each of you to give us your very best pirate impression.
Okay.
Are you saucy fucking landlubbers? Come over here and trust me rum. And I'll trust me these liver problems. I drink myself half to death now. Now give me your gold, and now fuck off.
Anybody else? You want a good one?
I think I have one.
Tell a pirate joke.
Pirate joke? What? When is it? If a pirate wants... Are you gonna...
I think they said it all. That's just pirates.
Come on, do a fucking pirate.
You did it all in one. All
right.
You're the king.
He is. He's the master of pirates. You should have.